Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to have you with me once again as we go forth through our spiritual warfare strategies review. Amen. This is our review, and then we're playing catch up this week because we had gotten behind because last week I was in a lot of training, so I did not come on, but we're getting all caught up this week so that you don't miss any of the 101 strategies that I have for you. And as the Lord gives more, amen, I will express those to you, and it may not be in the count of the 101, but as long as you are noting it, going back into the archives, amen, putting it in your notebooks, making it a part of your arsenal, amen, you will be able to go forth. Glory to God. Amen. We have a common enemy, the enemy of humanity and the enemy of God, that wants to kill, steal, and destroy each and every one of us. See, the devil knows that he can't do anything to God because he is almighty and all-powerful. He is the one who created him, amen, and he can't do a thing with him. But he also knows that we, as also one of the created ones of God, we are weak, amen. We showed our weakness even in the garden, amen, when Adam and Eve succumbed, amen, to the deception of the devil. Well, that spirit of deception is still going forth in the earth. Amen. So it is time for the people of God to put on our warfare, our warfare weaponry, to put on our armor, our arsenal, and then to be clothed in righteousness and in holiness, that we be able to push back the spirit of darkness, and recognizing that in the name of Jesus, all the works of the devil has to move. It has to go because he's given us power over all the works of the enemy. Amen. At the name of Jesus, he's given us weapons of warfare. He's given us armor to place it on our bodies, amen, on ourselves, that we be able to go forth. And he has let us know that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And not only did he say that, but in Ephesians, he lets us know to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. So we don't have to rely on our own physical strength. We don't have to rely on our know-how. Amen. All we have to do, amen, is arm ourselves, amen, with the spirit of the Lord, because all wisdom and knowledge is in him. And this weaponry comes forth out of his spirit. Hey, it's nothing that we have done. Amen. All we've done is been obedient and willing to do the will of God. So as we go forth in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen, He arms us, glory to God, with his weaponry. He arms us with his battle plan. We don't have to configure anything. We don't have to make up a battle plan. We don't have to rack our brains. We don't have to have, amen, sessions where we're trying to put together a plan. The plan has already been made, and it's been made to God and by God. And all we have to do is yield to the battle plan of the Lord, because in every battle there's a plan, and in every battle there is victory. Glory to God. And that's why, amen, we go back through these strategies, and we go back through these reviews, that we might understand what the Lord has already given. Amen. We're going back through the word of God, and we're going back to those things that we've already studied and we thought that we understood. Amen. And we're gaining more ground, and we're taking more away from the enemy as the Lord gives us more knowledge, wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might. Amen. Amen. We give him glory. Oh, my God. We give him glory and we give him praise. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, and we give you glory, oh God of creation, oh God of light, oh God of life, oh God of truth, our holy God. We honor you, oh God, and we extol, Lord God, every adoration upon you today. Oh Lord God, we come to adore you. Oh Lord, for surely, Lord God, you are good. oh, my God, surely you are God, and there is no other. Oh, Lord God, and we glorify and we honor you, Lord God. Every success and every accolade we have ever been given, we give it back to you, Lord, because we could do nothing, and I mean nothing, without you. We came into the earth with absolutely nothing. We came here naked, and naked we'll go back into the earth. Oh, Father, we give you glory for the things that you have given us to sustain and maintain us. We thank you, Lord God, for the gifts that you've given us, Lord God, that we go forth in the earth and in your kingdom, because every one of those talents and abilities was given us for the kingdom's sake. Oh, God, and we give it back to you today. We give you the glory for all those things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we come before you humbly, Lord, submitting ourselves on the altar of prayer, even right now, Lord God, asking, Lord God, would you wash us now, Father, of every sin, Lord God. Wash us of the works of the flesh. Wash us of, Lord God, of procrastination, Lord God, and laziness. Wash us of rebellion, Lord God. Wash us of every wickedness, Lord God, that came forth, Lord God, of demonic origins. Oh, Father, cleanse us even now, our minds, Lord. Cleanse our minds, Lord, even of those past unresolved things. Bring deliverance on today. Bring forth resolution today, Lord God. Bring forth restoration today, Lord. Wash us, Father, of every residual effect of the enemy's attacks. Wash us, Father, of every undone thing even right now. Forgive us, Father, for those things we did not do and we should have done, for those things we did and we should not have done. Father, forgive us now. Cleanse us now, oh God, of all unrighteousness. Cleanse us of every lie, Lord God, that was spoken into our ears, every word curse that was spoken over us. Wash us now of those things, Lord God, that have been hindrance to our whole life. Cleanse us now, oh God. Wash us and deliver us, Lord God. Position us, Lord God, in places of holiness and righteousness and truth. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move every obstacle, Lord. Destroy, oh God, every yoke of the enemy that has come against us, Lord God, and that's held us back. We won't be held back any longer. Oh, Lord God, let your spirit propel us, Lord God, into heavenly places, into holy places, into righteous places. Oh, Lord God, into more intimacy with you, even as you cleanse us, Lord, on today. Wash us now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, and remove every legal, Lord God, bent of the devil to come against us even right now. Father, we break off every retaliation spirit. We break off every counterattack, every backlash, and every payback spirit. We break it off right now. We speak life into our mind, body, and into our soul, into our spirit, into our identity. Oh, God, cover us now in your blood. Cover us, Father. Cover our homes and cover our families. Cover our finances. Cover our prosperity. Cover our spirit. Cover our natural. Cover every area of our lives. Lord, those that we speak and those that we not. Cover us, Father, even now. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord, everything that's not like you out of the way, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as we bombard heaven, Lord God, in this hour, Lord, move everything that's not like you out of our way. Oh, Lord, we come out of agreement with the works of darkness. We come out of agreement with the works of the flesh. We come out of agreement, oh, Lord, even over the things that were spoken over us before we were even born. We come out of agreement with the works of our ancestors. Cleanse our blood lines even now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, wash us, Lord. Wash us white as snow. Cleanse us of everything that stinks in your nostrils, of everything, Lord God, that caused you to grieve. Wash us now, oh God. Cleanse us from it, oh Lord, because our desire, oh Lord, is to be even as David was, a servant after the heart of God. That is our desire, to stand up defiantly against the enemy, even as David did against Goliath. Lord, we stand in the place of righteousness today, in the place of truth. Father, we stand as servants of the Most High God, servants of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Lord, our Master, our Keeper, our Source, oh God. We give you glory and we praise you now. Oh God, open our minds and our hearts to receive from your Spirit. Open our minds and our hearts, Lord God, to receive those things that we were unable because we didn't understand, Lord God, who we were. Oh Lord, but we are who you say that we are today.
here. Oh, Lord, we are servants of the Most High God. We belong to you and to you alone. Oh, Lord, and we will not serve another. Oh, my God, our allegiance today is to you and only you. Oh, God, open our hearts to receive, Lord God, even as we go forth, Lord God, in this review today. We bless your holy name, oh, God. We bless your holy and righteous name. We give you the honor and the praise, and all of the glory is yours, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the suddenlies and for the breakthroughs and for the miracles that you have brought forth. The glory belongs to you and to you alone. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the downpour. We thank you, Lord God, for the overflow. We thank you, Lord God, for the overwhelm and for overtaking us, Lord God, in your power. We thank you, Lord, for every visitation. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every truth in this hour. We give you the glory, Lord. Oh, the glory is yours, and we thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Amen. We are in spiritual warfare strategies review on today, and we're going to just go ahead and get started. We are on number 91, spiritual warfare strategy number 91, avoid spiritual warfare extremes. Maintaining balance is important here. Extremes is defined as going to great or exaggerated lengths that border on the ridiculous or absurd. Those who subject to extremes are unbalanced. Listen, those who subject themselves to extremes are unbalanced. In spiritual warfare, we are anointed by the Spirit of God using his weapons, his strategies, his might, and his battle plan in mind. The battle is the Lord's. We need only stay in his presence. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18 says, pray without ceasing. We're staying in his presence. Seek him. 1 Matthew 6:33, get his consent. The when, the where, the how, the why. Amen. David said, shall I go up, in 2 Samuel 5:19. Amen. Proverbs lets us know to trust, glory to God, to trust the Lord and to acknowledge him in all our ways. Amen. We must maintain a clean life. Glory to God, to be balanced. Amen. Proverbs 24:4 lets us know about having clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Romans 12:12 lets us know not to be conformed to the ways of this world. Glory to God, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, a clean life. Amen. Other scriptures, amen, for you to take a look at is 2 Corinthians 7:1, James 4:4, Ephesians 5:22-27, and Romans 8:12-13. Amen. Maintaining balance. Glory to God. John 10:10. Take a look at that one. Also, I wanted to share with you a post that Christine Kane had made. It was a Twitter post. I don't remember exactly when it was. Amen. But it was good. And all of this, amen, we're talking about not, amen, avoiding spiritual warfare extremes and maintaining balance. Amen. But we also need to understand this. And this is what she said. Your life matters to God. Your joy matters to God. Tears matter to God. Your pain matters to God. Your hopes and your dreams, they matter to God. Your sorrow, it matters to God. Your questions matter to God. And your aspiration, it matters to God. You matter to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spiritual warfare strategy number 91, avoid extremes. Spiritual warfare strategy number 92, discern spiritual climates. Spiritual climates in regions are directly affected by the spiritual activity in the region. Climate is defined as the prevailing set of conditions, as in the temperature and humidity, amen, in natural things or the indoors. The prevailing influence or in environmental conditions characterizing a group or a period. So what we're talking about here as far as spiritual climate is the prevailing influence. That's the part of that definition we're looking at. We've heard things like climate of hope, climates of fear or suspicion. Amen. Climates of rejection, climates of perversion. We've heard those things.
We should be able to discern or pick up on the prevailing influence or set of conditions existing in any area through our physical and spiritual senses. Discerning also the times and the season, amen. That's part of the climate. Glory to God. And then if you have Jennifer LeClaire's book, 101 Tactics of Spiritual Warfare, read the paragraphs on pages 187 through 188. Amen. It'll help you. Spiritual warfare strategy number 92, discern spiritual climate. Spiritual warfare strategy number 93, remember you're not fighting alone. Sometimes the warfare seems to come from all sides and out of nowhere. Oh, I know that for sure. Elijah was so convinced that he was alone in the fight that he exclaimed to God, "I alone remain a prophet of the Lord." But Baal prophets number in the hundreds. Glory to God. 1 Kings 18 and 22. And in chapter 19, he said, "I alone am left. And they seek my life." God let him know he was not alone, as a matter of fact. He had preserved 7,000 who had not bowed to Baal or kissed him. The Lord has servants all over the world who are authentic before him. Amen. They are interceding according to his battle plan. He will not drop your name in the heart. And he will, glory to God, amen. He will drop your name in the heart of someone you've never met to fight alongside you in the spirit. You are not alone. But he has also given us a community of believers who will also intercede. Amen. Your tribe, your pastors and elders, your apostles and prophets and evangelists, your teachers. Amen. Those that are around you. Glory to God. Those that are authentic and true in the presence of God. Amen. They are interceding. The word of God tells us to pray for all men everywhere. Amen. They are interceding. Pastors after his own heart who will toil and nurture. They are interceding. Evangelists who deliver the word of salvation. They are interceding. Teachers who expound and educate. They are interceding. Prophets who have the ear of God and speak as his mouthpiece. They are interceding. All interceding, glory to God, for the body of Christ and for the lost of humanity. God has servants who have not bowed to the prevailing wickedness, but remain humble, willing, and obedient before God. They war alongside us. We are not warring alone. Spiritual warfare strategy number 92. Remember, you're not fighting alone. We are not only we are not only priests who make petitions. We are also kings who make decrees. I decree every wicked imagination launched against our minds is taken captive in the name of Jesus. I decree God always gives us triumph in Christ Jesus. I decree every illness holding back our divine health is rendered impotent in the name of Jesus. I decree the enemy of our promotion and advancement is uprooted from our affairs in the name of Jesus. I decree our bodies reject every satanic pollution and demonic deposit right now in the name of Jesus. I decree the hand of the thief is bound from meddling in our affairs. In the name of Jesus, I decree the power of witchcraft launched against us is destroyed. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God rebuke you, Satan. I decree every backlash and counterattack of the adversary boomerangs back to his demonic origins in the name of Jesus. I decree God strengthens us and upholds us by his righteous hand. In Jesus' name, I decree God surrounds us with favor like a shield in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 94. There is a stronghold in every battle. Identifying who he is paramount. to our breakthrough, deliverance, and taking back what he has stolen. Amen. We're identifying the strong man. Luke 11:21-22 says, when the strong man is fully armed and guards his palace, his possessions are safe until someone even stronger attacks and overpowers him, strips him of his weapons, and carries off his belongings. Satan is the strong man. The kingdom of darkness is the strong man. And Jesus is the stronger man in this text. Through demons, though demons may line up in battle formations against us, the strong man behind it all is the kingdom of darkness. It is vital that we be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It gives us great comfort. It gives me great comfort that I don't have to rely on my own strength while battling such formidable foes. Amen. Sometimes my human strength fails. Amen. And it even feels right puny. My strength is his strength. Glory to God in battle. It is through his might these battles are won. Might in the Greek is the word tous. Amen. It sounds like noose. Amen. It's the word hoot. And it means strength, power, and ability. We cannot fight these strong men with our power or our ability. Our Almighty God is victorious. And through him, we are seated in the place of victory. When we bind the strong man, we are using the authority given us by the stronger man who is the Lord. The Greek word for stronger in Luke 11:22 is ishuras. And it means forcefully strong, one who has strength of soul to sustain the attacks of Satan, strong and therefore exhibiting many excellences. Glory. Our weapons are mighty through God, pulling down the strongholds and eliminating the strong man. Amen. Suggesting reading is look up and study the spoiler in Scripture. And relate what you find to the strong man. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 90, find the strong man. Spiritual warfare strategy number 95, cast your cares on the Lord. As we know, the cares of this world can choke out the word of God. We can be so distracted by even necessary things that we forget what is truly necessary. It's important to remember as we are casting the enemy out of our lives, we are casting our cares upon the Lord. Who cares so deeply about everything concerning us? Amen. We're giving it all to him. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 96, overcome demonic overwhelm. There are times when the circumstances existing in our lives are overwhelming, whether it be something we've been dealing with for a while or something that appears. The enemy has studied humanity for a very long time and has become an expert in coming in like a flood and causing thoughts of hopelessness and helplessness to overwhelm us. But God, glory, but God. I'm just going to leave that right here. But God, hallelujah. Overwhelm, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, is to affect someone very strongly. It means to cause someone to have too many things to deal with, to defeat someone or something completely, to submerge, to overcome by superior force or numbers, to overpower in thought or feeling. Psychological warfare in the mind, in the battle, is a battle of the mind. Glory. Remember Saul, And I mean, remember, the soul is where our mind, our intellect, our reasoning, passions, and desires reside. The devil wants to overpower our thinking center, but God has not left us defenseless. He has given us, amen, authority in the spirit, and we put on the mind of Christ. Amen. Philippians 2:5, it lets us know that this mind would be in us, amen, that was also in Christ Jesus. We must put on the mind of Christ. But how do we get there? In the place of overcoming and or the place of overwhelm. In scripture, we see David experienced those feelings, glory to God. And he said, Lord, my heart is in pain within me, in Psalms 55, 4-8. Amen. Overcome and overwhelm does come. Amen. But there, though, in those times, we must, amen, cry out in the presence of the Lord, because we know he cares about every aspect of our being. Amen. We must put on the armor of God, and we do that by staying in his presence. This might be a time of fasting and consecration before you. Amen. Push back that plate. Amen. Come before the Lord so that you receive strength in that hour. He will strengthen your heart. Amen. David said, even when his own men were coming against him in a time that they were all discouraged because, amen, their wives and their children had been kidnapped, David, amen, he began to encourage himself in the Lord. And during the times of overwhelm, during the time that the enemy comes against us to overcome us, we must be able to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We must be able to cry out before him and know that the Lord will not leave us without a solution. He will not leave us without a remedy. David himself said, never had he seen the righteous forsaken. The Lord will not forsake us in our time of trouble. He is the Lord, strong and mighty. He mighty in battle. Glory to God. Lift up your head in that hour and know that he is the Lord of the battle, and he is the victory, and the victory is in you. Glory. Even in the midst of the overwhelm, even when the enemy tries to overcome you, he is not greater than our God. Amen. We call upon the name of Jesus, and every demon will have to flee. Even if it takes a minute, you wait on the Lord. The word lets us know that if we wait on the Lord, he will renew our strength. Even when we feel overcome. So when we feel overcome, amen, we recognize and acknowledge, amen, those feelings. Oh, Lord, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling overcome. Ask the Holy Ghost the root of it. Amen, because we need to know what the root of it, so we know what to pray. What's the root of these feelings? Why am I feeling like this, Lord? Why is this going like this today? Why is this happening? What's causing this overwhelm right now, Father? Amen, and we wait on the Lord to answer. Do not allow your emotions to take the lead. You wait on the Spirit. Amen. Don't allow your emotions to take the lead. Yield to the Spirit of God. Yield to his Spirit, even if you have to be quiet for a while and not give an answer to anyone. Wait for the answer from the Lord. Amen. We all need to do that, because when we go off in our emotions, amen, we end up taking several steps back rather than forward. We're not trying to make up lost time in the midst of the overwhelm. We're going to wait on the Lord. Amen. And be of good courage, because he is going to strengthen our hearts. Amen. Note also that it's okay to take care of your natural and spiritual being when you're overwhelmed. Amen. Whatever you need to do, aromatherapy, a hot shower, vent to a friend. Amen. Talk to your tribe. Amen. Call on your pastor. Get your favorite dessert. I mean, just whatever you need to do to take care of yourself. Go exercise. I mean, whatever you do, take a drive and talk to the Lord during the drive. That, to me, is so relaxing, just to take a drive and talk to the Lord in the car. And I know other cars be wondering, what is she doing? She look like she's talking to herself. Of course, these days we all have cell phones, and they'll probably think we're talking on the phone, but we're talking to the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. But make no decisions during that time of overwhelm. Make no decisions in this state, except to bear the instructions of the Lord, the instructions of knowledge, wisdom, and counsel from the Holy Ghost.
Take your mind off the overwhelm and on to the truth of the word. Pray for grace, strength, wisdom, healing, deliverance, and whatever else you like, you feel you need from the Lord in that moment. Amen. Put on a Bible CD and let the word speak to you. Maybe you don't feel like reading. Amen. Put on an Audible. Amen. That's encouraging. Put on the word. Amen. On CD. Pull it up on your phone and let the word speak to you. Psalm 6 and 12, it says, from the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. That's what we're praying for, to be led to the rock that is higher. There is several scriptures that record David's experiences and how he prayed for help in the time of trouble. Amen. Refer to those. And I'm going to give you one, Psalms 142. Amen. Take and read that one. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 97, break thought curses. We really must think about what we're thinking about. Our thinking, our thoughts must be carefully considered. Amen. And we don't often think about what we're thinking about, but it's so important because so many things come across our minds in the course of a day. And if we don't take charge of some of those thoughts, because some of them came directly from demonic origins, and if we don't take charge of those thoughts, they may take root. So we're learning now, amen, to break thought curses. Glory to God. Even in your mind, do not curse the king. And in your bedchamber, do not curse the rich. For a bird in the sky may carry your voice, and a winged creature may declare the matter. Ecclesiastes 10 and 20. The word curse in this scripture is kalel. Amen. And it means vile. To make despicable, to make light, or to treat with contempt or dishonor. Even in your own head, not in your thoughts, the King James Version says. And that's the word madao. And it means not with your own intelligence or consciousness, neither in your mind or in your soul. We think wrong thoughts about people or even ourselves. And in so doing, we are violating the word of God. He is his word. When our thoughts toward ourselves and others are in violation of the word of God, we are then in agreement with the accuser. Those thoughts become words. Those words become curses. My God. Amen. We want to come out of agreement with the works of darkness even now. Those thoughts must quickly be taken captive and made subject to the obedience of Christ before they have opportunity to leave our lips. 2 Corinthians 10, 5 and 6. Amen. Take a read. Not only to cast down an imagination, it also says to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and that being ready to punish all disobedience when our obedience is complete. Combating thought curses starts in our own minds with our own thoughts. Think about what you're thinking about and quickly obey 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and also Luke 6. Bless those who curse you. Next, bind the thought. The word curses. Loose the mind of Christ and sound thinking. Take authority over every demonic thought formed against your life and gird up in the word. Glory. Spiritual warfare strategy number 97, break thought curses. Spiritual warfare strategy number 98, seek godly counsel. When in the heat of war against our minds, it can be difficult to know what to do. And we need godly counsel. Godly counsel versus ungodly counsel. Scripture says, blessed is the man who walks not and the counsel of the ungodly. That is those who are without God and unwise. This word counsel is Eitza, and it means to advise and purpose of the ungodly. The purpose of the ungodly is directly connected to the purpose of Satan because he has given his heart over to him. My God. This word for ungodly, rasha, it means wicked, hostile to God, criminal, unrighteous. The godly would be those whose words and their meditations, the meditations of their heart are acceptable to him. He is their strength and redeemer, Psalms 19 and 14. The godly would be those that understand the tongue is capable of both life and death, and they have chosen the word of life in total surrender and humility to God. Proverbs 18 and 21, James 3 and 6, and James 4 and 10. The godly would be those who understand the fear of the Lord is the beginning of both wisdom and knowledge, and they have chosen to wear the fear of the Lord as a mantle. Proverbs 1 and 7 and 9 and 10. Glory to God. These are those whose purpose is holy toward God. From these, take counsel. These are the ones who seek to remain unspotted from the world and have their ear to the mouth of God. See also Proverbs 28 and 26, 20 and 18, and 24 and 6. Spiritual warfare strategy number 98, seek godly counsel. Spiritual warfare strategy number 99, don't underestimate your enemy. It is always dangerous to underestimate your enemy. It could cause you to put your guard down, or it could cost you your life. But it is also important not to overestimate your own warfare skills. And finally, never, ever underestimate your God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spiritual warfare strategy number 99, don't underestimate your enemy. Spiritual warfare strategy number 100, debrief after the battle. Debrief after the battle. To debrief, according to Merriam-Webster, means to carefully review upon completion. When I worked at the forensic psychiatric hospital, we often had debriefings after acute behavioral events. We would review all of our actions, taking note of the things done well as the things that were done poorly. We would then make plans to improve upon those areas that were not done well and to continue to empower one another to give our best to our patients and to one another. This was never an opportunity to ridicule. It was a learning opportunity where everyone's input was valued no matter what their position was. In the case of spiritual battle, it is always such a relief, glory to God, to come through rejoicing in the Lord. We don't always think about debriefing. Here we are we're interrogating ourselves, basically. And then this is a time of self-examination and inquiring of the Lord, what could we do differently? In what areas do we need improvement? Where do we need to come up? What things do we need to put on? What things do we need to take off? Should we study in certain areas? Is there certain ones he would have us to call in this season? What should we focus on now? Examination of our own thoughts and action is important for growth in every area of our lives, and especially in our relationship with the Lord. Our success in warfare is directed by our intimacy with the Lord. Time in worship and prayer is mandatory. Time in fasting is mandatory. He is ultimately the Lord of the battle. We are his battle axe and his weapon of war through our obedience as we examine in our debriefing. Remember, our relationship with God is central. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 100, debrief after the battle. Amen. And that is all we have to go over today. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. God, I pray that God build each and every one of you up. Amen. And that you seek the Lord today with your whole heart. And I mean with your whole heart, pouring out all of yourself to him, because there are areas that we all need to come up in. Pour your whole self out before the Lord today. He already knows what you have need of. Amen. And he promised that he would give us exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or even could imagine in our minds. Glory to God. That is the kind of God we serve. That is the kind of God, that is the God that loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. With a love of truth and righteousness and holiness. And yes, sometimes correction and judgment. Amen. He loves us enough to realign us and reposition us and put us back into our place of destiny so that we don't miss him. To God, none of us want to miss him. Amen. So, hey, go before the Lord today, and God bless you. Amen. And God keep you and anoint you in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen.